I don't know, babe. Are you sure this is a good idea? I've never worked a spell this complicated before. What if something goes wrong? What if it's permanent and I can't give you back the confidence I absorb? What if I accidentally take too much? I don't want to have to explain this at the magical emergency room. This is silly, isn't it? I can't borrow some of your confidence for a job interview. I know. I don't want to get so anxious again I break out in hives. I'm never showing my face in that Starbucks again. Okay, but you promise me you'll still love me, even if I mess this up? Thanks, babe. I love you too. Are you ready? Hocus pocus, spell of focus. Calm the storm at this locus. No thief may steal what witches borrow. The spell shall last until the morrow. Lion's heart, nerve of steel. Ogre's strength and angel's zeal. Lover, give your body to me. Indulge my ever-loving greed. So, did it work? Oh, right. I should untie you from the pentacle. Huh. That's weird. These bonds weren't tied nearly tight enough. Were you wiggling? You can't wiggle when you're in a magic circle. You'll smear the chalk. Even if your nose is itchy. I know, it's the worst, but... Hold on a second. Are you... smaller? Oh. Oh my goodness. You're still going down. That doesn't seem right. Oh. Dang. Either the writing is getting smaller, or I'm getting bigger. And look at you, you're practically swimming in your clothes. I guess that explains it physically. It looks like I'm absorbing your mass. Most of your mass, it seems. How much smaller are you going to get? Oh, here it is. In cases where the witch has an extreme deficit of confidence. Way to call me out there, ancient spellbook. The magical siphon can pull additional traits, yada yada yada. Witches who enjoy being tied up, spanked, or praised should not cast this spell on their play partners. Oh no. Oh no. Sweetie, are you cowering? There's no use hiding behind your clothes. I'm not a monster. I'm not going to eat you, you teeny tiny creature. Did you duck into one of your sleeves? Come out wherever you are. You must be so scared right now. All that courage sucked right out of you. My poor little thing. Now, hold still. I want to thank you and show you exactly what you've done. Look at me, baby. Look at how big I am. And to think that of all your body, so much of it went straight to my hips and chest. Look at my bum. Look at your girlfriend's big, fat bum. Someone like you could really get lost in there. And if I moved it like this, I bet I could hypnotize you. Your little tiny brain can't handle this much ass.
And if I sit down, your body definitely couldn't handle it either. Sweetie, don't run. What are you doing? Seeing your little legs not take you anywhere at all makes me sad. I could go make us a whole four-course meal, and when I come back, you wouldn't have even made it to the front door. Look at my tits. Look at them. Good. Good, good, good. Okay, now sit. Down. Now you're getting it. It looks like I didn't drain you of any of your subby feelings. And since I took so much, subby feelings must be the only ones you have left. My lovely switch is now the teeniest, cutest little bottom a witch could ask for. You must have gotten so tired being my dominant. Now, how can I reward my darling little submissive? No hiding your face. No matter how embarrassed you get. I want to look at you, babe. Really look at you. I want to see your every reaction to every single word I say. I'm greedy for it. I want more of you. Because you've already given me so much. You see? You made me big and sexy and scandalously confident. I don't think I'm going to go to that job interview. Why? Well, because it's in an office, and I'm a sexy witch. I should just seduce people relentlessly until they just give me their money. I mean, how could they even resist when I have such charisma? I should tuck you into my pussy as a good luck charm. You know, in case I need a little boost, I can just take a little bit more of you. Like half of your remaining size? You won't miss it, will you? Oh. Oh no, my poor little subby. You're getting even smaller. And the funny thing is, I can hardly even tell the difference. All that size you just lost, and I'm not even a millimeter taller. Do you feel how small you are? Did I just take half of your remaining confidence, too? Look at you, you're nothing. You have nothing? I can take it all so fast, you wouldn't even have time to scream. I'm your mistress now. My body can be your planet. And you can make me feel big. Bigger than I've ever felt. Sweetie, do you have any idea how important you are to me? Listen, I don't care if you're smaller than an atom to me. You're important, and I love you with all my heart. I mean it. Hey, what did I say about hiding your face, my love? You have to accept your praise. It's mistress's orders. That's all you have to do right now to make me happy. Just look at me in my big eyes. And I want you to feel my affection radiating onto you. You are my rock. You're the person I can never get enough of. You're the cutest. Especially when you're this tiny. Cutest little bean I've ever seen. I could just use my breath and blow you over. Like the big bad wolf. But that's not going to make me happy. Feeling your skin on mine makes me happy. Can I pick you up now? I'm gonna pick you up. That's okay, right, my little darling?
Oh, there.
Don't get dizzy from the view now. Do you like having my face so close to you? Or is it overwhelming? Don't try to look at my whole face at once. It must be like sitting front row at an IMAX theater. Maybe just look at my lips. My big, soft, pouty lips. I just want a little bit more from you. Don't be afraid. You won't shrink. I just want you to come. I want you to come for my mouth because I want you to feel good. You deserve to feel good, babe. No, lay back and start touching yourself. Go on. I want to watch you. I've never had someone spread their legs for me in the palm of my hand. Don't be shy for mistress. Don't be shy for your goddess. Oh, now that is adorable. Were you pent up? No need to go so fast, sweetheart. Unless you're in some sort of a hurry. No. I have lots and lots and lots of time for you. Time for you to feel your tiny little body and show me what an obedient little cutie you are. I think you need a little help. Am I allowed to help, little one? I wonder if you're brave enough to say yes. Are you too afraid of your goddess to give in to your lusty desires for me? I want to reward you. I want to reward you so, so thoroughly. Please, may I help you, my love? Okay, then move your little hand aside. You won't need it anymore. Oh, my goodness. To think I can spread you open like a book with just two thumbs. Two thumbs to pin your arms and legs. And now? Now you're vulnerable. And looking so tasty. Babe. This is so much better than my pentagram circle. You do squirm. Yes, you do, my little love. You just can't help it when my tongue runs over you. It's okay. I love you. Squirms and all. I love you because you can't handle me, little thing. But you're made for pleasure. Do you understand? That's all you have left. That is the only thing I gave back to you. Mind-blowing, gut-wrenching pleasure. My tongue feels so, so good against you, babe. Good for me, I mean.
You are just so tasty. Can you feel each one of my taste buds? Is the tip of my tongue bullying you? Oh gosh. I'm just drooling all over you, aren't I?
Shh.
You can whine, but I'm gonna make you come. Oh yes, my darling. I'm gonna give your tiny body a me-sized orgasm. I'm just gonna lick and lick. Right on all your sensitive bits. Until you don't know where I'm gonna taste you next. Oh, it is so hard to focus on just your fun bits when all of your bits are so fun. Darling, if you tell me it's sensitive, you know I'm just gonna lick it more. And more. Drill into you with my big wet organ. Are you gonna come? You are squirming so much. Are you really gonna come from my big bully tongue? It's bigger than your whole body. And you're about to come from just being licked and teased. You are just so small. So small and adorable. And you're gonna come just like that, aren't you? Here you go. You're wiggling so much, I can tell. You're right on the edge. Give it to me, baby. Come for me. Oh my. Let's get it all, shall we? Let's milk every bit of this orgasm. Just a little more. A little more. There you go, sweetie. I've got you. It's okay. I've got you. Oh, baby, you did so well. Did you have a nice big orgasm? Do you want another? Don't look scared. It's okay. No, I still need to go cook us some dinner. I've got that big interview tomorrow, after all. And I can't just leave you lying around. I might step on you, honey. But lucky for you, I've got a pair of panties that might still fit me.
They'll be tight, though. I'm not sure they're supposed to fit me like a thong. But they'll do.
So, I'm just gonna put you right here. You can hug my pussy. Yeah, get nice and comfy in there.
It's warm, isn't it? Such a nice place for a tiny cutie like you.
And I'll just slip these panties over. As soon as I can get them around these damn hips. You sure did make me thick, baby. There. How is it? Snug?
Good. My cute little good luck charm. I think I'll take you with me tomorrow. Just like this.
Oh, but be careful. If you fall into my camel toe, you might get lost. Or I might just end up liking how it feels with you in there.
And if that's the case, then you might be there a while.